This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tuesday, the 14th day of July, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Paul Joseph Watson is back from his investigation in Europe, back in London. He's going to be joining us on several huge topics. The fake ISIS beheading videos that have been revealed, the situation in Greece, this member of the Russian parliament or Duma, high level coming out, breaking down that the negotiations are already going on with the Russian military and the oligarchs to remove Putin and break up Russia. And they're talking about that happening by August or September. Larry Elder, syndicated radio host, best-selling author, will be joining us to break down the race hype that's being pushed across the country. And I got to say something. The Ku Klux Klan and other white supremacist groups say they're going to go to Charleston this weekend, nearby the church, where 9 people were killed. And I do believe the people were killed there. The perpetrator looks like he might have been wound up. He was on an amnesiac drug. I said, look for that. If he's on an amnesiac, it may be staged. And sure enough, he was on one of the most powerful amnesiacs there is. Similar to what Sirhan was on, what they admit. He was drugged up to then believe he had shot RFK. But side issue, I don't know if I'm going to send any reporters, but I'm tempted to. The problem is, and it's a good thing, the Klan doesn't show up most of the time they say they are, but a bunch of other rabble will. You know, it's one thing if you want to be a white supremacist or want to be a white separatist, and that's your worldview. I don't agree with it, but I can respect your view and understand it, just like the black separatist of the Nation of Islam. But when you want to go gloat over dead people, it's just beyond the pale and disgusting. Now, liberals will say, when I criticize them, that it's censorship. No, saying I disagree with them doing this is not censorship. Stopping them from doing it would be censorship. But that said, people should go get in their face under the First Amendment. It's like these people that go to dead veterans' funerals and then say you deserve to die because God hates fags. You use that slang term. And to say you died because the military's cursed now, as if it's their issue or as if it's their fault, even according to your perspective. I mean, it's trolling at the highest levels. And is despicable and just feels like bad luck. I mean, the God-fearing side of me just cringes watching people do this type of stuff. Go to somebody's funeral that's done nothing to you and then add some other issue to it. It's almost like those groups are paid to do that. Ku Klux Klan plans to rally at South Carolina State House and then to march. NAACP commends South Carolina Confederate flag removal, and the Klan's idiocy makes the other idiocy of people actually thinking that the Confederate flag is evil and a symbol of slavery, it makes that look legitimate. And that's how this is done. So we'll be breaking all of that down coming up today. Robert Tosh Plumlee will be joining us, the current black ops contractor who's testified before Congress many times, one of the most famous whistleblowers who's alive. And you ask, how can he still be flying C-130s for the CIA and others? Because he never blew the whistle on something illegal. He's a hero. And a lot of folks in the government support him. So he's back from some recent missions. He'll be joining us via video Skype. He was the first one to expose the Benghazi Stinger missiles and more. And now even Congress is covering it. He wants to talk about it.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
All right. So suddenly, Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to rflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, letter R. rflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? rflags.com. That's rflags.com. Go now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in. It's going to be a power-packed, loaded transmission today. And we're going to be going live right into the fourth hour. Most stations carry just the first 3 hours. For years, I did 4 hours. And a lot of stations still carry the fourth hour. That's a re-air of the first hour. Or some stations carry the second, third, and fourth hour. It varies. But I am looking at bringing back, I will announce here on air, sometime this year, the fourth hour, but making the fourth hour an intense news broadcast with a fourth hour roundtable discussion where more than 50 news articles will be covered every day. Boom, 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 throw the topic out, get a quick comment from the people on the panel, take a call, go to the next story. But I've been thinking about that for the last year. I've been quietly getting the reporters ready for it. They didn't even know. I've had them guest hosting and things like that. And I just do want to announce to our affiliates here in the next few weeks that we're going to be sending you a date and of course, the satellite uplinks and the rest of it, the GCN feed, also our own satellite feed that we have on the same system, so that you can pick up that fourth hour of the radio/TV transmission. And that will be hosted by yours truly most days. I'll always be hosting the first 3 hours, but many days it will be hosted by the Round Table. So we're very, very excited. Talk about throwing the reporters and anchors into the deep end of syndicated radio. They're a little nervous doing the news every night, but I've had them in here on the radio show. So trial by fire, I'll be the training wheels and be in here the first few months every day until they've gotten accustomed to it. And then some days, that fourth hour will be hosted by the crew. And what made me think about it was I'm a guest occasionally on the Howard Stern Show, which I like doing because it reaches so many people. And then I'm a more frequent guest on their after show roundtable and their news shows. And some of those are, in the aggregate, just as popular, at least segments of them are, as the Howard Stern program itself. That is, minute by minute, they have as many listeners. And so there's so much news we end up not getting to, so much news that breaks during the very end of the show, that I think that having a roundtable in here every day, and to have guest roundtables, to have folks that come in to co-host with us who aren't even the reporters. So that is going to be coming up by the end of the year. We're going to be hiring a couple more reporters and anchors and camera people and video editors. That takes money. I never got into this, and I'm a capitalist in free market. I'm not ashamed to make money. I mean, if I write a fiction book that makes $1 billion, so be it. Nothing wrong with that. That's what makes the world go round. That's what innovates. But I never set out to have the syndicated radio broadcast to just make money. I needed money to fund it. But enemies tried to take me down. People tried to set me up. Dirty tricks were launched over and over again by government, corporations, individuals to try to stop us. They would always try to say, you just want to make money. So I said, you know what? Let me show you make money. I'll double, triple, quadruple, tenfold now our profits, what they were just 15 years ago. And then I will put almost all of it back in to the operation, because I have a love affair with the truth, a love affair with standing up to tyrants when they come after our children, our guns, our health, our sovereignty. And I'm going to show you what I can do. Because big fish eat little fish, and I've had a lot of fish try to eat me, and now good luck doing it, because we have become quite large and are in the center of the zeitgeist, and everybody in the establishment knows it. Much of the public now knows it, and I'm not here bragging. It's a great responsibility. But when it comes to hardcore real politic, when it comes to hardcore talking about the issues, InfoWars.com, this syndicated radio/TV transmission is the heart of the resistance. And so I'm not going to sit back and lose this fight later and wish I hadn't put on all the sail I could. Like a sailing ship. I'm going to put up every sail I can. I am going to get going as fast as I can to make this run at the globalists, and I'm not backing down, and I'm trusting in one thing alone, the Lord above. And part of the Lord above, our Creator, is that good people have been created, and they have the spirit of liberty in their hearts as well. And when I say I count on God, I count on God's supporters, God's followers, God's worshipers, to understand what we're facing and to support this broadcast and to pray for us. And I know you do that, and so I want to salute all of you out there. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, people can say, before I get into all this news and tell you about the guests that are coming up, that why are you getting more and more religious? Well, it's been said many times, there are no atheists in foxholes. And when you read about babies wrapped in gold foil being shipped out of China by the thousands every month and being turned into powder for women mainly to eat it, believing it makes them look younger, and nobody seems to care. When you look at hundreds of millions of abortions every year worldwide, when you look at the globalists poisoning our food and water supply by design and forcing Gardasil shots on young girls all over the planet, when you look at our government funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda, when you look at the borders wide open. And El Chapo, now we learn, had his wife move here to have her baby so he'd have an anchor baby. The billionaire drug dealer even lives off U.S. taxpayers. I mean, it's a joke. And so that's why I'm committed to fight as hard as I can. The British Special Forces slogan for the Special Air Services, the model of Special Forces worldwide, I mean, they were the first to do it, SAS, is fortune favors the bold. Well, I'm here to tell you, in the face of them coming after our guns, coming after our health, coming after everything, fortune favors the bold. What is our fortune? What made our fortune? What made the prosperity and the freedom? Our forebears didn't back down. They refused to be downtrodden. A lot of them came from indentured servitude, slavery, you name it. But they persevered to the point we're at. And our ancestors aren't losers. Whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Hispanic or Asian, all peoples of the earth have incredible histories of incredible adversity and overcoming it. And that's why we're here today. The fact that your parents and their grandparents and their great-great-great-great-grandparents were able to have children and have them survive and pass that torch forward, and the fact that we're alive today as a species and dominant on this planet is because we're winners. And I'm sick of people telling us we're not winners. You are a winner. You are special. Consciousness is incredible. An incredible God made you, whether you believe in God or not. Look around you. Reality's fantastic. 12 dimensions they've discovered. Scientists believe there's probably life in other dimensions. What do you think all this is? We only see a very narrow spectrum of light, just in the light spectrum of this dimension. The eye has not seen, the ear has not heard what God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, has in store for us. And we're not going to let the globalists wall off reality, put us in a matrix to control us, dumb us down, and then phase us out like we're a horse and buggy whip in 1920 and the factories are closing because nobody buys buggies and buggy whips and horses anymore. We are the innovators. We are the great creation. We are in the image of the great creator. We are special. We are powerful. And that's why the fallen one on this planet wants to bring us down. And the reason I get more and more spiritual is because I realize that's where the real fight is. And I realize that that's the only way we're going to beat the enemy is with a force greater and more powerful and stronger. You are not going to beat something from the same energy level. You're going to have to go above it. You're going to have to go around it. And the enemy knows that, and that's why they had to make us godless first. They had to take over the churches. I mean, the most evil doctrines you can imagine are taught in these churches now. Across the board. And I'm no Pharisee or Sadducee up here claiming I've got all the answers. I know I can see evil. I know I can see it growing. I know the devil has captured the church in the world. From the Catholic Church to the Protestant Church, speaking the literal doctrine of Satan. One world government, planetary rule, collectivism, all the rest of it. And this just shows us how we're 2 minutes to midnight. And I will assure all the Christianoids out there of something very important. The fact that you think you're covered, when you don't go out and fight the tyranny and you don't go out and warn people, I know in my heart, I don't say this to judge you, I know in my heart that my God-fearing conscience, the minute I even think about backing down from the New World Order, my soul goes, you don't want to do that or you're going to be made separate from God. You call that hell. Being in the presence of all these evil people, your energy, your spirit going into that dimension, that's hell. Being around all these losers for eternity, you want to be resonating, to use a modern term people can understand, into that spectrum? No. I don't want to go there. I don't want to spend any time there. And my spirit says, if you're not fighting tyranny, this is my experience, yours may be different, if you're not resisting the oppression of innocence, and if you're screwing people over, and if you're passively going along with it, that you are going to be cut off from God. I'm done preaching. I'm going to stop. We got Paul Watson with huge breaking news joining us. We've got Larry Elder, always dynamic and informative, on the race war they're trying to start. Robert Tosh Plumlee, CIA contractor, top Iran-Contra whistleblower, still works for the CIA and the Army. He's coming on with bombshell intel. This is all coming up. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Big broadcast, obviously. We're 24 minutes into this transmission. went off on a rant about the state of the world. Basically, evil is people and ideas and systems that cheat God's system, the world's biological system, our spiritual system, and basically contaminate things with what I'd call galactic mental illness. Not treating others as you want to be treated. Not realizing that everything you do ends up coming back onto you. And that's just my gut-level philosophy. And the globalists are cheating all of that, believing they're going to transcend humanity and become gods. There's no way you're going to transcend anything without going through the steps God has set up for us. And just common sense says that. We have more information than the world's ever had, more of it at our fingertips, and people have never been as ignorant. That's an example of not appreciating things. I mean, my parents were middle class growing up, and I mean, if I had a pair of cowboy boots that wore out, they'd always buy something a couple sizes too big and tell me to wear, you know, big socks so that I could keep the boots a couple years, and if the heels wore out, they went and got them repaired. And then we would go give them to somebody who was younger than me when they were too small. And I got maybe two pairs of shoes a year. I remember all the other kids in my neighborhood got two pairs of shoes a year. When my dad was a kid, he got one pair of shoes a year. And now, my kids are great kids. They're sweet. But I catch myself just at the mall. Yeah, let's just go get some shoes. And I'm looking in their closet, and they got like 10 pairs of shoes. And then they can never seem to find their shoes. Or they don't like their shoes. It's not that they're bad kids. They're decadent like me compared to my predecessor because they have been in such abundance. So I made the decision to try to institute things where, no, these are your two pairs of shoes, and they get put back here, and we hang your clothes here, and we appreciate these, and we keep them clean. And you're going, yeah, that's common sense. That's how you raise a kid. I know. But if you look at society, everyone just throws their kid a Nintendo handheld or a Game Boy or the more modern systems on a smartphone. And I go to a restaurant and every child, I mean almost every child, in fact, I've shot videos of it on my iPhone, speak of the devil, and meant to do a whole piece on it. There's a whole bunch of them on my phone. I should give it to Buckley, have them pulled off. And it's just videos of kids looking at the screen and never talking to their parents. And then I'll kind of walk behind them and get a shot from behind because I don't want to show kids' faces on TV. But the answer is just blur their faces out. And I can just show the parents talking to each other. They're the last generation, I guess, to do that. And then the kids aren't talking. They're on their phones. And now adults are doing this. And look, I know I'm stating the obvious. It's obvious that no one should drink tap water because glyphosate is in 99% of every municipal water supply source. FDA, EPA. Look it up for yourself. Glyphosate grows pancreatic cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, urinary tract cancer, and it's in 99% of the water supplies, EPA.gov, and in very dangerous levels in major cities. But rural areas, it's even worse. Just being spread on the crops. And I know we all know that, but I still catch myself. I'll be up at 3 in the morning going to the bathroom. I'll walk over. I forgot to bring a bottle of water up. And I'll just, because I put purified water in a bottle of water, use it as a container. I'll just catch myself at the sink just drinking tap water. And at 3 a.m., I just go, I don't care. I want it. I don't want to go downstairs. And I'm just like, I need to be disciplined. And it's fun to be disciplined. I've been getting more disciplined in little increments, and I enjoy being disciplined. And sure, you can get too disciplined and become completely OCD. But those of us that are the opposite of OCD, we need to start trying to become more OCD and try to become a little more neurotic about putting our clothes up, putting our toothbrush up, doing that. Because if we can't do that, we're not going to tell our kids, no, you can't have television. We're going to go play a board game, or we're going to go paint, or we're going to go for a walk at night outside. The full moon's out. We're going to go hunt rabbits with a spotlight. Or you just go out at night for fun and have the private eyes that are following you try to catch you. Anyways, the whole point is that life is such an adventure. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
One life, I'm gonna live it up.
If you think I sit around.
If you think I'll sit around, I'm a fool to buy. I'll be my fool, but the case of you and I. Now there is a fortune waiting to be had. You think I'll let it go, you're glad
you got another thing coming. All right. I want to go to Paul Watson joining us from London. And again, the globalists have us chasing all the diversions, all the distractions, all their fiat currency. The real fortune to be had is freedom and a relationship with the creator of the universe and being able to raise your own family and to associate with who you wish and to engage in the great animating contest of liberty. And it's true that fortune favors the bold. If your fortune that you're looking for is freedom, And if you refuse to comply with tyranny, you will live in a freer society, and you will then consequently be wealthy. You will be successful. You will be empowered. And it depends on what wealth you're looking for. A wealth of friends, a wealth of ideas, a wealth of enjoyment, camaraderie, an honorable life. There are so many forms of wealth, and the globalists have made us very poor indeed when the average American doesn't know what Independence Day is, or 19% of Americans know what the First Amendment is in a new national poll. Here is some of the news that's coming up. Ku Klux Klan plans a rally in South Carolina State House. They have a right to do it. I have a right to say it is horrible. It is distasteful. It is sickening, just like going to dead vets' funerals and injecting your anti-gay marriage agenda. What does that have to do with that? It is meant to absolutely inflame people's emotions, obviously. Coming up, food stamp beneficiaries have exceeded 45 million for 48 straight months. New economic numbers. The new federal tax revenue coming in through June so far is $2,446,920,000,000, a record level, but still the feds run a $313 billion deficit. They will spend any amount of money that we bring in because the bankers want us insolvent to take us over. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, 10 horribly violent crimes that were committed by illegal immigrants just recently. A Michael Schneider article at Infowars.com. We're going to hit some of those. Globalist assault on tax competition rouses opposition. Global governments being formed. The New American Alex Newman breaks it down. And there is massive pressure to force governments around the world to unify taxes at above 80% federal alone. That's why in France, the average person pays over 90% in taxes, some people over 100% to impoverish them. That's a Forbes headline, by the way, 101% in France. So we're going to be getting into that. Obama readies a transgender military. If that won't break up the military, nothing will. Now they're going to have studies, and now they're going to have a fund to help people transition men who are in the military to, I guess, be women or be something else. I mean, my issue is they've already lowered the size of the pack in the Marines and the Army so that the average female recruit can carry it. I can't carry a 65-pound pack 30 miles in one day. I probably might have been able to do it when I was 20. And I ran 6 miles every other day and could bench press 360 pounds, squat 600 pounds, you know, do deadlifts with 400 pounds. And I'm not saying I was the biggest guy around or the toughest, but, I mean, I could skin a buck, run a trot line, and I couldn't go do that right off the bat. That's what more of the advanced courses do. Boot camp doesn't do that, but then that's what you do later. And, I mean, just the average woman can't do that. Just statistically, there's not many men that can do it proficiently. But, hey, we'll just make that pack 20 pounds, pumpkin. Think you can do that now? Obama readies a... How about I get to have a baby? How about all women get arrested because they're discriminating against me because the fact that they can have a baby makes me feel bad that I can't? Because they tell boys and girls the word boys and girls is hurtful, so you got to be a purple penguin. By the way, they're now calling to take a Confederate general off one of these murals they put on the side of a mountain. And I told you, next will be get rid of Mount Rushmore. New articles out. Taxpayers have now spent $3.5 million to fund why lesbians are three times fatter than average women. Democrat judge orders psych counseling for D'Souza, who was in prison for 9 months, for getting five of his friends to give campaign donations that I believe were legal. If you read the law, Hillary can take money from foreign dictators, though. and the judge said he believes he's mentally ill because he believes he's being persecuted by the government. And so there you go. He has to go to psych eval. And he's been told under probation, don't do interviews. By the way, that's a little inside baseball. By the way, I knew when D'Souza was going to be indicted 2 days before it happened. Because a little bird that was in Hollywood with the folks that were editing his next movie was there. And they were just shocked by it. and they had feds following the crew around as harassment. I mean, it gets old. And believe me, when you're sitting there with your kids at a restaurant having dinner and you look up and a guy's taking photos of you and smiles at you and sticks their chin out at you, you're just like, man, this government's really screwed up. Like, not only is the Fed doing it, they're trying to intimidate you because they're Democratic Party sicko operatives and they hate anybody who isn't left of Mao Zedong. Here it is. NAACP wants Stone Mountain Confederate General sandblasted off. Paul Joseph Watson wrote about that. European agency to review HPV vaccine side effects. Oh, that's the main effect because India and Japan have banned it. It's killing people and maiming them. That's mainstream news. We're going to be getting to that report. HARP to be transferred to civilian control. We'll still have Pentagon funding. That's just some of what's coming up on that front. There's just so much news. The latest on Russia, the latest on the Middle East. I want to talk to Paul Watson in a moment about two bombshell articles. He's joining us via video Skype from London. But before we do that, briefly, it was sold out for 2 weeks. We got a limited run back in, as you know. It will sell out at current sales rates. Weldon and shipping and inventory said 2 weeks. He's being conservative. I believe it'll be sold out in 1 week, and then we don't know when we'll get any more. That's just a fact. The highest quality nation iodine, the purest. I've taken other purified iodines. They worked very well. This has been over the top for me and my family. It will be sold out like the other seven products. Survival Shield X2 is selling out, less than 1 week supply left in my view. Our latest emergency run of Survival Shield X2 is about to completely sell out. It looks like we'll be out by early next week. Last month we received, again, a shipment in after it had been sold out. Now is the time to stock up on X2 with free shipping in the month of July on all orders to InfoWarsLife.com. Survival Shield X2 Nation item is ultra clean, ultra powerful, and it's arrived from our limited supply of deep earth crystals. All the rest is sea-based. Plus, it funds our operation. It's a 360 win across the board. Get your X2 Nation iodine from InfoWarsLife.com today while supplies last. And it's a bittersweet bummer because the fact that it's selling out sells it, but then it's really high quality. It funds the operation, but then it's a bummer to not know when we're getting more back in. Also, Super Male Vitality will sell out in the next 2 weeks. So will Super Female Vitality, but it looks like more will be in within a month or so. So we'll just be sold out for a few weeks on that. But if you want it, it's available free shipping right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. And Prostaguard sold out, as you know, for about 2.5 months. It is back in, the strongest formula with 10 ingredients, three of them certified and admitted to be good for your prostate, even by the government. And most products, you can't say that, but purified, saw palmetto. Read about the other 9 ingredients. There's an informational video up on the site and a breakdown of it, InfoWarsLife.com. And it just does amazing things to block the BPA. I don't really know everything it exactly does. I'm not a chemist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a biologist. It's well known. You can go read all the medical literature about saw palmetto. But that's just one of the ingredients. Vitamin D, zinc, selenium, copper, magnesium, chromium, molybdenum, plant sterol, saw palmetto, berry powder, and lycopene, they say. All our experts are even more important than the saw palmetto. And it all fuses together in the digestive tract to have an upload of it, is what the experts tell me. InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Joining us from London, England, is Paul Joseph Watson with a breakdown of two bombshell articles he's put out in the last 24 hours. U.S., and when they say U.S., globalists in control of the U.S., because they're running us in the ground as well with economic war, while they consolidate power outside the nation state. U.S. conspiring with Russian oligarchs to overthrow Putin, says Duma member. Well, when I heard him speak for 25 minutes, that's how long the speech is, or the interview, everything he says is actually open source true. So, see, I don't just believe this guy. And then it continues, who is behind the staged ISIS beheading video? Bizarre footage reportedly released by Russian hackers And if they did stage the video of the video, they deserve Oscars because it looks exactly like the original background. I remember saying that very beheading had to be staged. I'm not saying ISIS isn't killing people, because it was cinematic. It looked more real than reality. It was so well done. It looked like something Stanley Kubrick would come out with. I mean, it looked too real, more real than real. And then now you have it filmed from a distance, that an ambassador's aide shot. That's exactly how they do it. And you can see them in there producing it. And we know, you know, they don't have an army of 7-foot guys chopping 5-foot people's heads off, marching them by the beach. I mean, it's or with perfect sand dunes and a background that you know isn't real. Because there's something about fake film cinema that looks like magic. You know what I mean? And we should do a whole piece where we show the beheadings. Well, then they censor us. We just show still shots of it to break it down. So Paul Watson will go over that as well. And his latest article, where they may move to pull down Mount Rushmore next. But before we go any further, Paul, which one of these do you want to tackle first?
Well, let's start with the Mount Rushmore thing, because that's the one that came out this morning. So basically, this is the NAACP in Atlanta. They're now literally calling for this Stone Mountain Monument, which is the largest bas relief sculpture in the world. This is iconic and historic. It's bigger than a football field. It's bigger than Mount Rushmore. It took decades and decades to complete. It wasn't even completed until 1972 because they kept having to go back to complete it. So they're now literally calling for it to be sandblasted off the face of this mountain in the name of political correctness.
This sounds like the Taliban blowing up Buddhist idols.
Well, exactly, Alex. I've been saying for months that so-called progressives are moving ideologically closer to ISIS terrorists, because for a year, ISIS have been destroying historical statues and monuments that, quote, offend their radical ideology, which is now exactly what's happening with leftists. You know, there was a video about a week ago where they did a man on the street thing, this media organization. And they said, you know, Washington, D.C., it's named after George Washington. He owned slaves. Should we rename Washington, D.C.? And the majority of the people, who, of course, also think that Beyonce should have the right to ban the First Amendment because of racism, said, yes, we should change the name of Washington, D.C. and call it Black City or Mixed Race City and all these other ridiculous terms. So it's actually getting to that level. Of course, we had a CNN discussion last month in the light of this Charleston shooting where they said, you know, when do we get to the point where we call for the removal of statues of Thomas Jefferson? And Don Lemon and this other host on CNN were having a rational, sober debate about actually yanking down Jefferson statues and monuments in Washington, D.C. So now they're talking about doing the same in Georgia. And, of course, Memphis City Council, as you reported, just voted to dig up the dead body of the Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest, move it to a different location, and sell off his statue to the highest bidder. So again, we make the point. This is the translation of this social justice warrior mental illness that's been raging on social media for years and years. Now it's actually translating into law and physical action, because politics is downstream from culture. So whatever they set up the cultural narrative to be, which after this Charleston shooting is, you know, any representation of the Confederate flag is racist and evil, they're now translating that into actual council votes, legislature votes and laws, which will physically remove from the pages of history this iconic art, whatever you think about it, just as ISIS terrorists are doing across the Middle East.
Well, I agree with you, Paul Watson. You want to get into the Russia situation or get into the ISIS situation?
We'll get into the ISIS situation. One more thing on that, though. You know, you can go through that throughout the world. Every single country had slavery. You know, the Chinese had slaves. In fact, Chinese slaves built the Terracotta Army, which is this much celebrated, you know, life-size figures of these terracotta warriors. That was
the Aztec temples were built by the underclass slaves. Slavery's in the Bible. I mean, Abraham had slaves. That's just what went on.
So
and usually it meant it was a rich guy that could pay for an armored house, and everybody lived in the walls there. I'm not defending slavery. It's just an institution that went on. But again, guilt is a powerful manipulator. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, the Egyptians used slaves to build the pyramids. Are we going to destroy the pyramids?
I think we should.
Yeah, the cotton economy was built on slavery. Are we going to ban cotton? iPhones are made by slaves in China. Should we ban iPhones? They only target these bastions of so-called white Western culture because that's what they're currently trying to overturn.
They're targeting Robert E. Lee because he was the commandant of West Point. His grandfather was the right-hand man of George Washington, not his father. And he was probably one of the greatest field generals ever. They think he was better than Napoleon. We're not defending Napoleon. It was just he was a master military person. And Stonewall Jackson was probably even better than Lee. And the South's military, it was like one of the best in history. I mean, that's just a fact.
And now there's even a story out of England where they're talking about banning any representation of chains or shackles. They're having a celebration because this area in England called the Black Country created these chains back in the 18th century. Now they're saying any representation of chains is racist and must be banned.
It's about them controlling reality, being able to ban whatever they want. Pure totalitarian cult.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a ghost gun? He says, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay, then, I'm headed to guns80.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one.
You're
the devil in
disguise. Man, I love Elvis.
Oh, yes,
oh, yes, you are.
Devil in disguise.
One of his best songs. other good songs, just a little less talk, a little more action. The name of the song?
You lied to me. You're not the way.
Some of the articles on InfoWars.com. Flag purge continues. NAACP wants stars and bars removed from Alabama troopers' vehicles. John McCain responds to stage ISIS beheading video. Obama readies a transgender military. HAARP to be transferred to civilian control. It's all coming up. Paul, I want to shift gears out of political correctness in the time we have. But briefly, why do you think it's getting so over the top now? I mean, clearly it's not a mental illness by the social engineers. If they can ban symbols and ban speech, they have control and they've ended the most key component of freedom.
That's exactly it. They've become emboldened since this Charleston shooting. And now they're just going hell for leather with this hysteria. I mean, we had an article yesterday about the no flagging challenge. This is literally people violating private property rights, going onto people's homes, tearing down Confederate flags and putting it up on Vine and YouTube. Now we're getting reports of people being threatened at gunpoint for having Confederate flags flying from their house. So if you think about it, is it really a great idea for people to go and violate private property, attack private property in southern states where these people are going to be armed? They're going to have guns. They're going to end up getting shot. Is that really a great idea? But now actually people threatening people at gunpoint for having Confederate flags on their own property, not even trying to confront people, just having them attached to their house. We're now getting reports of that. So, again, if they want to gin up this racial confrontation, that's exactly what they're going to get. It's just going to end in more bloodshed.
Well, we know that whether this shooting in Charleston was completely staged or completely real, this whole race war atmosphere contributed to this mentally ill person who got his gun illegally. He got it through the instant check, but for some reason that didn't stop him. But regardless, it sets a precedent where anybody can commit a crime cloaked in its image and then you ban it. I mean, this is just mindless, but they're certainly turning the heat up right now, Paul.
Well, yeah, and the funny thing is it's the Streisand effect, isn't it? The past 3 weeks, I've never seen more Confederate flags than in my entire life. So in the name of banning it, it's just become more apparent. Again, emboldening white supremacists who might be inspired to go out and violently attack people, emboldening extreme leftists on the other side, you know, the Black Lives Matter people who were now getting reports of threatening people at gunpoint for having the Confederate flag. So this is not having the effect of harmony and positive race relations. It's having the exact opposite.
Well, I'll be honest with you, it almost makes me want to stick one on my car. Just because they're trying to ban it. I mean, I've never been into the rebel flag, never had it, never had it. But at the same time, they're trying to ban it, and it was an honorable flag when it was made. And just the idea of banning history because people get freaked out about it, it's just crazy. I almost want to just have therapy with them and walk around with a big, we should send our reporters downtown with battle flags and ask folks their opinion of it and just get the ignorance because it's crazy, Paul.
Yeah, and sales are exploding just like gun sales explode when they try to ban them. It has the same effect every time. It's backfiring.
Now, we're going to come back and just have 5 minutes with you before Larry Elder. I want to get into the Russia situation and this new video that purports to show them staging one of the ISIS beheadings. The videos are clearly staged, but is this video of the staging real?
Thanks.
Or is it a fake, too? Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.